Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 9. I am Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com.
I'm Clay Cuckolds, and I'm from the internet.
That's right. Hey, fall's here. It's officially fall.
Fall? What? Really?
Yep, the fall. I don't know. I actually don't even know if it's fucking officially. I don't think it's still like fucking.
Like the leaves are going to turn?
Yeah, I know that because this hot apple cider at Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
Yeah, so I judge my seasons by like what's in the Dunkin' Donuts menu.
Does that mean the pumpkin thing's back? Because that's how I know it's October.
Pumpkin muffins and shit? Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think they're there yet. Those fucking pumpkin muffins are fucking great, though.
Must be still September, I guess.
Yeah. You know, do you know it's fucking time to fucking like die, dude, in the winter when I actually like buy a hot apple cider and like fucking just go in my room and like curl up in a ball. When I actually want the hot apple cider, that's when you know you're fucked. Like, it's all over.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm usually in my den with a blanket wrapped around my shoulders drinking tea.
Well, I do that year-round. What's the hot
reading the latest Dickinson. Dickens, I mean. Or was it Bruce Dickinson?
Bruce Dickinson, yeah. Fucking balls to the wall. Yep. It's, Yeah, found a new podcast too, pretty good one.
Oh yeah,
it's called Lore. It's
I'm not familiar.
It's about folklore and shit. It's pretty good. It comes out every other week, so you know, then not as dedicated as us. I mean, we put out a good hour of quality programming every single week. Without fail.
Yep.
But yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's a lot of like local shit. I don't know if the guy who does it's like from around here, like Boston or whatever. But it's a lot of like fucking just like local, like some like Bridgewater Triangle shit. Some like fucking was it Danvers fucking mental institution, like that type of shit. I mean, it's just all like
okay,
it's all like folklore and shit. But pretty well done. It's fucking like. Yeah, it's not just like stupid, just paranormal bullshit. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It fucking talks about like the actual like fucked up history and like, you know, back in the fucking witch hunt days and shit and how people actually got like tortured and all that. Pretty fucked up. Pretty good.
I always like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What fucks me up, dude? Probably the way I've heard of, like the, I think it's called the Iron Bull. That's probably the worst one. You know what that
is? Iron Bull? I don't think so.
It was like a fucking, like, just like a giant, like, iron, like, bull, I guess. Like, fucking just a statue, like, shaped like a bull. And they'd fucking put people in there, and they'd be, like, pretty much closed off, except there'd be, like, a opening for the mouth. Like, where the bull's mouth is.
Okay.
And they'd just fucking take the whole thing and put it over a fire, so it just fucking, like, constantly heat up. There'd be a fucking person inside until fucking the person dying would start like screaming and shit. And then fucking like the opening of the mouth was shape so that when the fucking the people was like screaming as they were like burning in there, like fucking in there naked, just fucking getting roasted alive, dude. The fucking just like from the
Awesome.
from the outside, just fucking like that opening the mouth, just make a like a bowl sound, like a fucking as they were dying, dude. Like that's like the whole thing. So like,
That's fucking great.
Yeah, pretty fucked up. That's a motherfucking, oh man, that'd be fucking awful.
Yep. Yeah, I never heard of that. That's pretty cool.
Or like the fucking whatever it is, either the fucking horses or whatever. Is that what they're called? The fucking like just like a wooden wedge or something. They just fucking like put you on it and fucking like you just sit on like this fucking wedge. And they just fucking keep putting weights on you until your fucking like body weight just fucking like split you in half pretty much. Fucking like yeah. That's kind of shit they talk about, you know? If I can go into that, fucking, yeah, it's pretty good lore. Pretty popular, pretty trendy right now. I think it's trending on iTunes and Stitcher, where we are. It's our competition, but I just figured I'd give them a shout out.
Yeah, you might as well.
Not going to touch this in terms of quality entertainment, but, you know.
Yeah, not much is, to be honest.
Yeah. Fucking podcast too. Speaking of, I fucking mentioned Harmontown, which is fucking hysterical. But oh yeah, I did like a fucking like 45-minute breakdown of the fucking Johnny Cash Highwayman song. It's pretty fucking funny, dude. Just fucking cracking up at work. Listen to it, dude. Like a fucking absolute fucking maniac.
I'm surprised nobody asked you about it. Oh, what are you listening to?
Oh yeah,
that sounds funny.
Who's that? Speaking of fucking shit at work, dude. Like, dude, I got like, you know, fucking like Japanese fucking character on the back of my neck, right? Fucking whatever, dude. I'm fucking working. There's a
like the tattoo, you mean?
Yeah. Tattoo on the back of my neck or whatever. Fucking working.
A Chinese character on the back of your neck. I mean, that could be anything.
Right.
You could literally be a guy on the back of your neck.
Yeah, as far as I know, I can't write or read fucking Japanese. As far as like an Asian fucking girl who fucking works there. I'm working. And she goes, oh, what's that say on the back of your neck? And I go, fucking, I was hoping she was gonna say like,
aren't you Chinese?
Yeah, she could read it or something. You know what I mean? So fucking I told him, like, oh, you know, it's fucking Ronin. You know what I mean? It's fucking like Ronin. It's like a samurai without a fucking master type of deal. It's fucking like it's a fucking De Niro movie a while ago called fucking Ronin. They fucking explained it all. I'm like, oh, it's pretty cool. It's pretty much like fucking like wandering, you know, in fucking Japan, like after like if their master got killed, they're supposed to kill themselves. You know, like that was like the honorable thing to do or whatever. And there's fucking the ones who didn't, they're fucking pretty much like shitbags. They fucking like roam the land like fucking mercenaries, just doing fucking like pretty much like hired assassins, like fucking, but they'd be like pretty much looked at as like shitbags, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, it kind of sounds like me, you know, it's fucking kind of the same thing. Fucking,
exactly.
Yeah. And fuck, there's a couple other like, Lone Wolf and Cub, dude, fucking great movies and like fucking comics and shit I read. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So that's, you know, I got that. So she asked me, this guy, I explained it to her for a little bit, you know, and she's like fucking, yeah, so she's like from like Taiwan or something. And she's like, oh, you know, in Taiwan, fucking, you know, we got something similar as fucking, it means like homeless person or something. I'm like, yeah, kind of. She's like, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, it's a little bit classier. I'm like, yeah, it's about me. I'm just like a slight step above classier than a homeless person. Like, that's how I am, you know? But she was asking, she's like, oh, is that it's Chinese, right? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Japanese. And I was gonna, she's like, oh, you know, like fucking, oh, I'm from Taiwan or something. I was fucking just like so like fighting to be like, yeah, you know, they're all pretty much the same.
Probably their mortal enemy.
Yeah, fucking slipping out, dude. Yeah, fucking all those Asians are pretty much the same. Fucking like little Asian lady. Yeah, Harmontown. It's pretty good, though. Fucking, if you're going to listen to one, dude. If you know that fucking that Johnny Cash Highwayman song, dude, it's fucking hysterical. Yeah, it's fucking killing me.
Yeah, it was good.
If not, I don't know. Listen to the song and then fucking listen to the podcast, I guess. But fucking that fucking shit's hysterical in general. That fucking podcast. And he kept saying to you, like, he's fucking moving up. Like, he might actually like make like a TV show out of it.
No shit. Yeah, he's got like popular people and shit on there, right? So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking pretty big name. I'm not like big name, but he's fucking written fucking shit for, like, forever. So
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a good amount of
he's got the
backing.
connections. Yeah, exactly.
Connections, money, drugs.
Oh yeah, no, he talks about doing coke and shit all the
Oh, that's awesome.
time.
We should see if we can merge. Maybe we can have a
Oh yeah.
co-podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be all over it. I'll just fucking shoot him an email. I'm sure he's
Yeah,
listening.
dude. Yeah, just shoot
Sure
him an
he's listening
email.
right
We'll get
now.
in touch.
I mean, Dan, if you want, just have your people contact my people and we'll see what we can do. I mean, I don't know how much you're gonna compromise, but my integrity, but we'll see if we can work something out, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let you sing or whatever if you really want to do a song.
Maybe split the difference. I mean, you pay for everything and get us some listeners and yeah. I mean, I don't know what I can do for you. I mean, just the name alone. I mean, Grunt Free Press, you don't get the integrity that we have, so.
It's hard-hitting journalism. So that could scare people away, I could see.
We're not people pleasers, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, speaking of people pleasers, fucking just put up a review on the site for the new episode of Fear the Walking Dead. So
Where
pretty,
is that going? Gay?
it's so pretty. It's pretty bad, dude. But it's starting to like get to the point where it's so bad that I'm like laughing at it, and it's kind of funny in that way. Like it's just like so cheesy, It's almost just like fucking like a made for sci-fi. Like oh my God, this is fucking like so bad. But. Fact it still uses the Walking Dead name is kind of a piece of shit though, Like fucking call it something else, like you know what I mean? It's gonna be a comedy. Like I'm still not sure if it's supposed to be a comedy, dude. I was fucking cracking up, dude, laughing at that shit.
Yeah, it sounds confusing.
So it's not confusing, it's just bad. It's just the fact that it's supposed to be bad, you know what I mean? Like are they intentionally making it like bad and fucking supposed to be funny or what is fucking pretty funny.
Haven't seen it. I just,
Oh,
I don't know.
don't watch it. It's terrible, but so it's just kind of a waste of time until better shit comes, until the actual show comes on or better TV comes on. I think South Park's starting like next week or something.
Yeah, dude, I just can't watch TV that much. I don't know. It's my ADD or something.
I watch it a little bit. Like I get out of work and it's like I'll watch up for like an hour or something before I fucking get into serious gaming time, Something I'll keep watching it because I paid for it. But
Yeah, at that point, you got to.
yeah, they got me good.
You're gonna be buying action figures next month.
Dressing up for Halloween is fucking. Strung out Johnny Depp kid. Fucking
Yeah.
pimply face dude going around fucking fake heroin withdrawals, dude. I'll fucking paint my fucking lips blue and shit.
Nobody will get it. You
Yeah.
have to explain what you are.
No, I'm that shitty Johnny Depp kid on fucking Fear the Walking Dead. That shitty fucking show that's real bad. It's like an hour long discussion. No. Not the good one. Not actual Johnny Depp, the fucking 16-year-old kid. The 16-year-old kid who can't act. It kind of looks like him. And
That's awesome.
other review, I finally finished Mad Max. Fucking,
Oh, no shit. What'd you think?
I fucking loved it, dude. It's fucking amazing.
No shit.
It's good, dude. It fucking sucked me in like big, dude. I couldn't wait. It's one of those games you're just fucking looking forward to it. And as soon as I started up, I couldn't stop, So I just gotta keep going.
Now, do you think someone who didn't see the movie would like it, or do you have to see the movie?
I think it'd be fine. I mean, it's kind of like almost a prequel to the movie. I mean, I think if you played that If you want to spend the 60 hours you need to fucking play the game all the way through, I think it'd probably make the movie better. If you watch it afterwards, maybe.
Okay.
I think if you've seen those movies before, it probably, you know what I mean, it might add something to it. It's just pretty much, I said it before, it's just fucking, you're pretty much just role playing as Max, you know? So if you're not like familiar with that, it might just be kind of like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
Just
really.
like another third person.
Yeah, or you're like comparing it to like different shit, or like looking for something different. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you kind of gotta get the basic of like what, you know what I mean? What he is, I think. Like, I don't
Yeah.
but pretty cool. At the end, you fucking unlock like all the Road Warrior shit. You get like the fucking the jacket, the fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking. Double barrel shotgun from that, even though it's a fucking, I tried using it as afterwards, it's pretty shitty. I think the shotgun you start with is probably better, but it's cool it's in there, dude, to make him pretty much look like fucking the Road Warrior. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so some fucking some minor gripes. You like, so the driving, it's kind of like that GTA style, like fucking you turn it and the camera doesn't go with it type of deal. Like, it's kind of like sloppy driving, but other than that, dude, it's fucking amazing, dude. It's fucking one of those so like good looking too, dude. Like, so many, I fucking stop so many times, just be like fucking, record, fucking Xbox record that type of deals, fucking just like crazy shit, dude. Just fucking throwing like a fucking, like these spears with the fucking grenades on the end of them. They fucking, you only find them every now and then, but you fucking get one, you just throw them at a group of dudes and just fucking body parts and blood goes everywhere. It's like, dude, that's fucking awesome, you know? Fucking taking pictures, fucking recording fucking game clips and shit. Fucking every like 5 seconds, dude, like something, every like fucking 5 minutes, something like ridiculous is happening. It's like, dude, you gotta like capture that, dude. It's fucking never gonna happen again, you know?
That's cool.
Was thinking of making like a photo gallery or something, maybe posting it on the site, but it's a lot of work. I don't know. And I'm lazy and I got shit to do, but maybe at some point.
Yeah, I hear that.
But yeah, it's a fucking great game though, dude. I fucking loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I thought about downloading it, but I didn't want to buy it. It's like, fuck it.
Well, I suggest at some point, dude. I said I've been playing fucking Metal Gear, dude, and like that game's good, dude. And it's fucking, you know what I mean? But fucking, that's not like sucking me in. Like, I was completely like just sucked into that world, dude. I couldn't fucking like stop playing it. Like, that Metal Gear you can go in and out of, but fucking Mad Max, you just fucking, I was all in for that.
Metal Gear, huh?
Yeah, you want to jump right into that? It's fucking big topic, dude. That's the hot news.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna save it for a little bit later, but
All right, yeah,
we
whatever.
gotta segue into it. Let's fucking go right in, nice, nice and smooth. As I turn like fucking, as I turn 8 pages and ramble on. Oh,
I thought that's where we were going with it.
you're more professional than I am. I'm just fucking still waking up, but like flipping through notes and shit.
Yeah, producer Steve didn't give me a rundown today.
Yeah, my assistant didn't wake me up when I asked her to, so.
Stupid bitch.
Susan, come on. Yeah, don't give me that look, you fucking bitch. Fucking smack you so hard.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Just wrap her in the mouth.
Yeah, dude. Fucking fired, Bob. Yeah, I've been playing Metal Gear.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, fucking looks real good, dude. It's a fucking pretty looking game. Number one. Even though, again, dude, it's fucking, the animations just seem like real stiff. It's like, I don't know. Metal Gear. Like Metal Gear stiffness. Fucking, you know what I mean? The animations just aren't there, you know? But
Now, what do you mean?
yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know how to really explain it. It just seems like stiff, like fucking.
Everything like
Just,
the
yeah, just like
control of
the,
the
just
character.
like the way he walks and shit. It's just like kind of like robotic. Just, everything just seems like fucking. just like stiff, dude. It's not like smooth, like fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, like trying to think of like Gears or like Splinter. If you could like go into cover and like Gears or like Splinter Cell, you hit like fucking A or whatever, and just fucking like real smooth motion just fucking like slides into the fucking cover, dude. And you fucking just, everything seems smooth. It's like, this just seems like everything's just like square and just fucking like just real, you know what I mean? He's fucking like moves like a robot and like fucking like, I don't know. He fucking like, you hop on your horse or something. It's not just like a smooth motion of getting up on the horse. It's like, hey, you hit Y, it just kind of cuts like a 2 or 3 second anime, like fucking like almost like a mini cut scene of just like, all right, I'm getting on the horse now, and just fucking like gets on the horse and like he's fucking just sitting stiff on the horse, like, shit like that. It seems kind of like jerky, you know, but it fucking looks good. Fucking, yeah. So I've been enjoying it. It is fun. Like the actual, it's an actual game, which is fucking amazing for a fucking Metal Gear game, but can actually
Not a
play it.
ton of story.
Yeah. I mean, like, even like the, like, the, dude, I thought like the opening was great, dude. It's like an hour just in a fucking hospital, you know? It's fucking like, the way they did it, dude, is fucking real good. I was getting into it. I'm like, all right, cool, dude. It was fucking so good, dude. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm getting it, dude. Maybe like I'm finally just like, so like, you know, it's like effective. Like you fucking, like you start off, you're in like a coma and shit. Like you can't move. You're looking around. The fucking Man Who Sold the World's playing from fucking some cover, some Bowie cover. And it's fucking just like real good, dude. And like all, you know, fucking they're explaining shit to you. And you're just fucking like feeling like, you know, you can't move. You're like helpless and shit. And it's like, dude, this is
Bowie
fucking.
cover, the song he covered by Nirvana.
Well, Nirvana covered it from Bowie. I think Bowie was the original one.
Are you sure? I think Bowie stole it from Nirvana.
No, it's the other way around. I'm pretty sure even in that the live album, he says this is a David Bowie song before he starts playing.
I might have to wiki that.
Yeah, pretty sure it was originally a Bowie song, but then it's like, this is another, I don't know who the fuck the cover is from fucking this, from fucking Metal Gear, but it's not Nirvana.
Wang Chong Ching, I think.
It could be. But yeah, so I'm like, all right, this is cool, you know. It starts off, dude, it's like getting into like, you know, then like shit goes down, it's getting like action. I'm like, all right, this is cool, dude. And then like, so you know, shit starts getting weird and like, you know, weird anime shit, fucking dudes on fire running around. I'm like, all right, this is weird, but I'm still on board, dude, you know what I mean? And then fucking like it just starts getting like convoluted. Just even like it, within that shit, you just gets fucking like weird, you know what I mean? It just fucking makes no sense. Like fucking the, like the world is set up, they just fucking like go all over the place, dude. This shit fucking all over the, no, it's like a fucking, dude, there's like a fucking that fire is a fire guy, dude, right? And he's fucking, they set it up so it's
Like a
like,
fireman?
I'm like an actual man on fire, like a fucking man.
Ah.
As that's way too, you gotta think Metal Gear, like anime fucking bullshit, dude. No, dude, fucking completely on fire, dude. There's fucking like some, like, this is some psychic kid with him from, I think it's fucking the Psycho Mantis in the first fucking Metal Gear or whatever. He's like a kid or whatever. So he's fucking, you're breaking out, you know? They fucking set this fucking guy up, the fire guy, dude. Fireman, fucking Steve.
I'm surprised that's not his name. I mean, isn't the big boss, is his name Big Boss?
Well, is it Big Boss or is it Punish Snake or is it Venomous Snake or is it Liquid Snake or Solidus Snake? I
Wait
don't
a
know.
minute, it's Snake?
Well, he's got like eight names, dude. Do you want to pick one or do you want to even? I'm not even. I just fucking turned my brain off at that point. He's just fucking ridiculous, dude. Do you want to talk about his clones? Like, you know, like I think Big Boss is originally a fucking woman. I think like that was, you know, he's like a.
Now it all makes sense.
He's like a clone of her. I don't, dude, don't even, this, if you really want to get into it, look up on the wiki, because I'm fucking, like I said, I just fucking turned my brain off and don't even fucking bother. But I mean, yeah, dude, so they're setting up this thing, dude. This is fucking this guy on fire, dude. Man on fire, dude. And they set it up.
Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah. They set it up so it's fucking, you know, they're showing people like shooting him and shit, and he's fucking just like, you know, he absorbs the bullets and he like fucking fires it all back at him and shit. So he's like, all right, so this guy's like invulnerable to bullets. All right, I got that, check, right? Fucking like giant tank comes in, fucking shoots him with a fucking tank shell, and he's fucking fine. So he's like,
In the
oh,
hospital?
yeah. So it's like, okay, so even like a tank, dude, like, you know, it's not gonna hurt him. All right, check, I got that, fine. All right, yeah, so I'm like stupid, but I mean, I'll buy into it for the world, you know? And you fucking escape, dude, and then fucking, you know, someone fucking comes in, dude, and hits him with a fucking ambulance and like pins him to a wall, and he's like hurt. So it's like, all right, so now everything's changing now. Like, this is a, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, so now a fucking ambulance can hit him now and it hurts him because it's fucking convenient to like the stupid cutscene. Like, you're just fucking all over the place, dude. Like, you fucking, you know what I mean? You're supposed to just swallow that up and then fucking, like, it turns into a fucking giant fiery space whale and fucking takes out a helicopter. It's like, okay. Like,
what?
Yep. I'm like, all right. So it was fucking like, this dude's like fucking, you know what I mean? Like godlike fucking like anime powers. All right. So fucking, he must be like invulnerable. All right. Like fucking weird, but okay. I'll get on board, I guess. You fucking hop on the back of the horse, dude. And they're like, all right, shoot him with a shotgun. Like, okay, so now, you know what I mean? So, like, what is it, dude? Is he a fucking giant space whale, or can I shoot him with a shotgun? It's going to slow him down. Like, dude, it's fucking just a fucking mess, dude. Like,
a whale, like, in the sea?
Oh, only he's in the sky. He turns into a giant sky space fucking fire whale, dude, and takes out a helicopter.
Wow.
So, dude, you're going to be, I can fucking buy into a fucking fantasy world, dude. It's like, dude, you fucking just, like, your rules, dude. You fucking set up these rules, and you fucking completely, like, fucking throw them out, dude. It's just fucking, like, lazy. You know what I mean? It's fucking, that's pretty much Metal Gear in a fucking nutshell, dude. It's fucking, you know what I mean? Set it up. So it's like, oh, this could be cool. And then you fucking, like, throw in some fucking anime bullshit, and then fucking, like, all right. And then fucking just, like, completely, like, throw away those rules again, you know?
Yeah, that's fucking,
if you're gonna
retarded.
Be fucking, yeah, if you're gonna be retarded, I mean, at least be like consistently retarded. You know what I mean? You can't just fucking throw shit out willy nilly. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even think of that if I even tried, like a turning a giant whale spaceship.
Well, figure like a breaching whale, only he's on fire, he's in the sky, and he takes out a helicopter.
Now, if this is all leading to some kind of like crazy dream or something, then that can be okay.
Well, no, it's not. It's just like I said, it's the Metal Gear world. It's fucked up shit in it, and that's fine. But you got to fucking keep your rules like consistent. You know what I mean? You can't just keep jumping around like, oh, this guy's fucking can take a fucking tank shell to the face and be fine, but now I can fucking shoot him with a shotgun and he's fucking getting hurt. Like, and like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, it's like, dude, you got to, like, I don't know. If you're gonna set up a fucking world, dude, fucking keep consistent with those fucking rules, dude. Like, but you know, it's Metal Gear, but it's fucking, so it gets a pass, they can do whatever, you know, and it's fine.
Okay, so that's not as far as you got, I take it.
No, that's just the opening, and then fucking it like opens up. And like I said, the actual gameplay I like a lot. It kind of reminds me of, like, it's like Hitman a little bit. Just fucking, like, open world. They just fucking give you a mission, and it's like, all right, go do this and fucking, like, tackle it however you want. Sorry, I get fucking something coming up. Making me sick. Fucking Metal Gear, you're making me sick.
Should sue him.
No, it's fucking, it's cool. I mean, it's fucking, it's kind of like Splinter Cell. It's fucking, they give you, like, these missions and shit. You know, I like that. You like this thing. Like, the core gameplay, I like. I like fucking, you know what I mean? That's, like, the meat of the game is fucking real good. Not perfect. Like I said, it's kind of, like, stiff and shit. And it's fucking, like, even that's, like, inconsistent about, like, when dudes fucking spot you and shit. But it is fun, dude. It's fucking fun and shit. Just going around, fucking, all right, fucking accept this mission. Fucking whatever, dude. Fucking go in, fucking get your shit done, and fucking extract out. Like, that's fucking, like, great, dude. I'm enjoying it. Be fine if they stop there, dude. And they fucking throw in, like, all this, like, convoluted fucking, like, all this, like, system. Like, heavy, like, system, like, base management and fucking resource gathering shit. They're just fucking, dude, this shit sucks.
Now, what do you mean? Can you elaborate?
All right, so you finished a mission, right? Yeah, like all these, like, side, like, you know, main mission, you just gotta, you finish it and it gives you, like, GMP, whatever the fuck that is. It's like fucking money. Let's say it's money, just to fucking be, like, simple. So you get, like, a certain amount of money when you fucking finish a mission. And then there's fucking, like, diamonds scattered around, like, hidden through the world, too, you gotta get for extra money. It's like, all right, yeah, that's fine. And on top of that, they give you a grade, which you can get, like, whatever, like, extra shit. Then you get a heroism meter, that fills up depending on how you do shit. Like if you fucking like rescue people and shit, which what that means, I have fucking no idea, dude. It's just fucking another meter, you know? And then you get fucking these resources. You got to collect fuel resources, fucking biological fucking material, like fucking just like all these fucking like little like other little currencies. It's almost like fucking like an MMO or something, like fucking like now there's like a million fucking things you gotta collect, you know? It's fucking like that type of deal, dude. It's just a bunch of like garbage, dude, you gotta fucking collect. And you gotta use that, and then you gotta fucking capture people to fucking like give. So you're building a base too in the meantime. Like it's a little like side thing, dude. You're building the fucking base up to research shit and like train soldiers and like whatever. Which again, dude, like that, like the concept of that's cool, dude. Just the way it's so like fucking just like system heavy, dude. There's like so many fucking like systems you got to keep track of, dude. That fucking like, just fucking.
So all that shit's in your inventory? You get like a separate.
It's just a separate thing off of the side. Like, it's not like cluttering your inventory. Just fucking just like, it's a little like meter, like off to the side. So you can go back to your base and shit, like whatever. It's all like through like menus and shit. You know what I mean? You're pulling up a separate menu to fucking go through all this shit. Just feels like so like, just feels like such like padding. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we had this cool game, but let's just throw all this shit on top of it. You know what I mean? Just fucking just add more shit and add more shit. And it's just like, dude, like. I really didn't need, you know what I mean? Like if there was just like a fucking straight, just like, all right, like fucking, here's, you know, build your base and upgrade it, and like whatever, yeah, whatever, like fucking extract people to fucking like build it up, like yeah, that's cool, dude. You start throwing in all this other fucking bullshit, dude. And it's like such, it's so like, it's the way it's like presented, dude. It's so like such a mess, dude. It's almost like Dark Souls, like fucking just like I don't know what the fuck, like I'm looking at all this shit, I have fucking no idea what the fuck I'm looking at, dude. All these fucking menus, all these currencies, all this bullshit. It's just like, dude, like what the fuck am I even looking at, dude? Dark, it's like Dark Souls, but not in a good way. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, oh well, it's just fucking just like PS1 fucking Japanese garbage, dude. Just fucking like just menus and menus are just shit. Like I'm fucking looking at this fucking just garbage, dude.
So not a good menu system.
No, not at all. It's fucking awful.
Where it's nice and smooth and you can, you know, just navigate good.
Yeah, no, I fucking, dude, I've been playing for like fucking, I don't know, 20 hours maybe, dude. I'm still like looking at this shit like I don't know, dude. Like it gives you like a menu of like all the people you can have in your, all the people you have in your base, and like some of them, they all have like different stats. So it's like, oh, you want to fucking, you know, this guy is a good like research and stats, so you want to put him on like the researching team. This guy is a good like whatever, like fucking defensive stats, you want him fucking on the, you know what I mean, this fucking team. And it's like I'm looking, it's just like a fucking huge menu of guys, you the fucking like eight different like columns of shit, and like fucking like, you know what I mean, all these rows of garbage, and it's just like A's and B's and fucking, you know, all these like letter grades, and you gotta like fucking, there's like fucking eight different sub menus on top of that. I'm like, dude, this is just fucking like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking at, dude. Like, I don't know. I said, so, but then it's like, dude, oh, you can just auto assign everything. So it's like, oh, well, why the fuck would I do that? You're not gonna fucking look at this garbage, dude. And then it took me like fucking like 6 hours to figure that out. Because how do you auto assign? You don't like hit start, dude. You gotta like click in the fucking right stick to do it. And it's like, all right, you see all this. I don't know, dude. I'll put it this way, dude. The game, like I said, I like the game, dude. You press fucking B to reload. That's fucking like number one rule. Don't do that, dude. Like that's like, you know what I mean? That's like their way of thinking. It's like like how do you reload in any other game?
I mean, I'm trying to think like a bumper or something. I mean, it could be. I'm
I
trying to
mean,
think like Gears is a bumper, I
well,
think.
that's Gears is different with the act of reload, but I mean, like every other like action
Usually
game
like
or
X
shooter,
or
yeah, it's
something.
usually X. You hit X reloads, like fucking like X, like A jumps and X reloads. You know what I mean? Like fucking that's fucking pretty standard, but it's fucking, oh, you gotta do B for some reason, so it's B to reload, you know? So I can like, or it's like you'll be on a ladder and it's like fucking, you think like, oh, ladder, so how do I like go faster, dude? Like, or like, you know, you're hanging, how do I go up? You think like fucking, well, fucking clicking the left stick is run, so you think it's like clicking the, you know, like how do you like slide down a ladder? So you'd figure, oh, I hit the run button, just go faster to fucking slide down the ladder. But no, you hit A because, you know, the way they think of it, it's just so like fucking like backwards. It's like A is down and like Y is up because it's like down and up on the fucking, oh, it's just fucking all over the place, dude. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know what to say. fucking one of those things. It's like got its own little control scheme. It's just so like fucking messed up. And the fucking menus are a fucking mess. It's fucking, yeah. But the game's good. So I can do that.
Yeah, that, but that seems like kind of a big part of it. I mean,
yeah, or it's like fucking, I don't know, like switching weapons. It's like you think, all right, well, the easiest, it's kind of got like a wheel to it, like a fucking selection wheel. You think, all right, so why not put like, like the weapons on, like, you know, pressing the fucking right bumper and fucking bring up a wheel and fucking pick it with the stick like every other game. And then maybe the left one's like your items. It's like, no, you got to hit up, up on the D-pad brings up your fucking, I think your primary weapons, down on the D-pad's your fucking secondary weapons. And then it's like fucking left's your fucking items and right's your equipment. And it's just like, you got to hold it, fucking do, you know what I mean? If you,
no, you got to hold the pad?
The pad, yeah, you pick it, dude. And then it's if you hit it once, it'll quick switch to that. It's like, dude, it's like, why are you doing this, dude? Like, this is like fucking, it's been like this, like, problem.
I don't mind the quick switch. Like, if
the
you pro- hit
the problem's
left,
been
you
fucking
know.
Solved a long time ago, dude. And you guys aren't fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, there are other control schemes, I guess. I haven't really tried them out. I've been trying to just keep it, like, straight. Like, if this is the way they think you should be playing it, like, I'm trying to, like, learn it and shit, but it's just like, it just seems like so, like, why do it like this, like, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's different, like, whatever, but it's just like, seems like it's just different for the sake of being different. Or maybe it's just different for the sake of, like, this is how it was since, like, Metal Gear 1. We're just going to stick to it. This is what people are used to. But said, fuck, yeah. Shit's, like, advanced since then, dude. Why not just take advantage of the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, the advancements and fucking make it fucking control better, you know? Rather than having to fucking think back, like, second guess what the fuck I'm doing every second, yeah, or fucking just switch my brain to just, oh, this is Metal Gear control scheme, this is how I play Metal Gear like a robot, as I walk like a robot, like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, now you need the menus a lot, right? So I'm saying you got to deal with that all the time.
Oh, yeah, oh, you're definitely switching shit all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if, well, whatever, I mean, I'd have to play it, I guess, but
yeah, like I said, you gotta, like, learn. I said, again, I'm just gonna say it. I don't hate it. I think it's good. I really do think it's good. Like, I'm fucking, like, I am enjoying it, but just like shit like that. Like, how does that get a pass, dude? I was just like, oh no, it's perfect. Like, it's obviously not. I mean, the second, like, there's problems to it, dude. I mean, like, I can tell right away it's not a fucking perfect game, dude. There's quite a few fucking issues, dude. Like, you know, how does it just get a pass for everything? Like,
do you see so far, I mean, the 10 that it seemed to be getting?
Said it's good, dude. Like I said, it's the beginning fucking just sums it up, dude. Like, that fucking first hour where I'm like, oh my God, this is like amazing, dude. They can just, like, keep, you know what I mean? Seems like fucking they just, like, get to that, like the cusp, dude, of being like a 10 where I can be like, oh, this is great. Then it's like, fucking, there's this bullshit on top of it that fucks it up. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, like, why, like, someone needed to fucking, like, strip this down a little bit and fucking smooth it out, because it's just like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, if it wasn't like clunky and shit, like, it'd be, it's good, but if it could fucking fix that shit, then it'd be fucking, like, great, you know what I mean? Right on the cusp of being fucking, like, great, but said it's good. I'm enjoying it, but saying, like, it's a masterpiece, I'm not, I don't know about that. Still has Metal Gear problems.
Yeah, I mean, a masterpiece. I can't imagine it ever could fill that.
Yeah, it's Metal Gear. I'm going to keep playing that. It's just fun. But, you know, like, take a break. We're getting that later. It's fucking, I've been doing, I'm like, oh, this is fun. I'll do, like, a couple missions. I'm like, oh, this is fun. But then I'm like, oh, I kind of want to play Forza, because Forza is great. Like, fucking, I want to. Get into that later. Probably stop it and do a quick check.
All right.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again.
And we're back. Back from being abducted by aliens.
Yeah, they had me on the ship still.
Did you go to the ship yet?
Yeah, I'm in there.
I listen to porn?
No, no, that's actually an alien.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, they're actually a lot harder than we thought. Have you ever seen, like, Bikini Girls on Cinemax, like, go to space?
No.
It's exactly like that. They're, like, hot aliens.
As soon as I get the internet, dude, it's fucking Cinemax and all that shit. It was fucking amateur hour.
No, of course. Yeah, I mean, there's just times, you know, maybe you don't feel like booting up the computer.
I'll always take the time. It's worth it.
Yeah, maybe that's just me being really lazy.
But aliens, fucking playing some XCOM, have you?
Oh, yeah. I got the deal there, $10.
Yeah? For everything? The new ones?
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's hilarious.
No, that happens, dude.
I gotta compose myself.
It's only natural. I mean, we had a fucking 2-minute break, and what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I don't know. I was playing it. I love it. I mean, especially for $10. I mean, I traded it in forever ago. Probably for like $5.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. But whatever. I mean, I tried it. Oh, sorry. Tried it on classic mode or whatever. I did a few things, but it's just fucking impossible. Yeah. You know, it'll be like, oh, this one's easy. You know, like difficulty, this easy, like moderate within the game, like with the missions. I don't know if you remember that. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Give you the three options where to go. And
yeah, it gives you the difficulty of each mission you can do.
Yeah. You know, I'd pick an easy one, but yet it would still be like 1,000 things. I got like the minimum. I got like 4 guys. You know, I don't have time to build up the squad yet. You know, you need to get to whatever it is, like corporal or sergeant, to like have the school and build up your squad size. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was taking way too long. I couldn't get it. I was probably doing shit wrong, like building shit I didn't have to build yet, or just not budgeting right. But so I put it back to like normal, but still play on Iron Man where you lose your guy, because that's fucking awesome.
Right. Well, all Iron Man does, right, is just you only have one save. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You can't reload missions. It just whatever happens, which I don't mind. I like that. I can just, you know, I kind of like that idea of, like, building up a guy and, you know, maybe he gets through it, maybe he doesn't. And there's always just a stream of new soldiers. You know, who's going to be the next? You know, Jack Stone, for instance. I don't know. I just think it's fun. I don't know. I just love it, you know. You don't always hit the guy. I mean, it depends. It is a little easier on this level. So you do hit a lot more. Like, I was playing on the other mode. I kept missing all the time. Like, dude. A lot of shit, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's tough to get real good cover. You know, it's like everything's half cover, and they just blow through everything with their guns, even if you got full cover. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a while since I played it, but its cover gets destroyed, right, after they fucking hit it, right?
Yeah, but there's, you know, you got your options like cars and whatnot to get behind, but a lot of it's like half cover. It shows you like how much cover it has,
right,
you know,
right.
The little shield. a lot of times it seems like it's just half, and it's like, fuck, there's not really any good spots.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be, man, like a fucking, like, solid wall or something, right? And even then they can blow this shit up.
Yeah, exactly. But it's cool. Once you unlock and you get more guys, and now I think I have the max, so I don't know if it's six guys, maybe? So it's a lot better with six guys. You can just fucking, you know, surround them. Well, so far, we'll see. I mean, I don't know how far in I am, but I never actually beat it, so.
You said you thought you were near the end, right?
Well, I have no idea. I don't think so. I mean, how long, do you remember how long the story was?
It varied. I mean, there's certain, like, points I remember. I mean, there's fucking definite, like, you do, like, a story mission. Like, I don't know how many story missions there were, but, I mean, you do, like, a fucking story mission, then it'd be, like, fucking, it'd ramp up. Yeah, I said, I fucking remember trying to, my last fucking, like,
well, for instance, do you remember building up, like, a ton of shit in your base? Did you, like,
oh, yeah,
fill up?
Oh, yeah, I built, like, everything, but by the end, like, you almost had to.
Okay, so then I can't be near the end, because I don't even have, like, two rows full. I don't even have one row full in the base with shit.
I want it, I'm not positive, but I want to say you might be, like, is this going to be, like, your first story mission, pretty much? I mean, like, fucking the first thing where it was, like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you can just tell, like, take this, and then, like, I remember you, is there, like, it's been a while.
What about capture? I just captured an alien and shit. And, like,
yeah, that's at the very beginning. Is that, like, the first one you've captured? Like,
yes.
Yeah, you're at, like, the very beginning of the game then. Like,
yes. That's what I'm saying. I should be. I can't imagine it would be that fast. I literally have played it for, like, 5 hours.
I want to say, like, that might be, you said it's, like, board the fucking alien ship or something. Like, that might be, I know there's something similar. Like, the last mission you go on, like, a giant alien ship.
You, like, go through it, like, in it, or do you just land on it?
You have to go inside of it and fucking kill, like, put it this way, have you run into any, like, the telepath, like, the psychic shit yet, like, psychic aliens and all that?
No, I've seen spiders and the jetpack guys and, you know, the suit guys and the regular little guys.
Yeah, you can't be towards the end. And have you seen the fucking rocket firing, flying things and all that shit?
I remember them, I think, from the Xbox game. I don't think this one yet.
That might, I mean, I think it might just be like the first story. I want to say after that, that's when it starts getting fucking a hell of a lot harder. So I want to say, like, that might be the point. I remember there's one point, dude. I fucking played on, like, the hardest difficulty and, like, Iron Man mode, and I fucking, like, the last, like, dozen times I tried playing it, and it's like I'd always get to that point, and maybe, like, they'd just, like, destroy me, dude, and I'd fucking, like, struggle to fucking get back up, like, and they'd fucking be so far ahead of me, there's nothing I could do about it. I want to say that might be that point, but if you're on normal, it probably won't be that hard. But
so you played through it on normal and then went back?
I want to say I went through, like, classic, like, I went through, like, normal, fucking classic, then fucking went back on, like, I probably beat it on, like, the hardest difficulty, but not Iron Man mode, like, fucking just, like, oh, I fucking reloaded, because I fucking lost too many guys, like, I think I did that, like, fucking, you know what I mean, but and then I tried going on, like, Iron Man and the hardest difficulty, and it was just fucking so brutal, like, fucking nothing you could do.
Yeah, it's fun, though, I like it, especially for $10, I mean, you can't beat it.
Yeah, so fucking pissed they fucking delayed 2, though. XCOM 2.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it's similar, right? Any changes?
Yeah, probably. I mean, fucking, so I think, like, the whole premise of that is fucking you're supposed to, like, that the last battle in that game is, like, ridiculous, dude. It's fucking, like, even on normal, I want to say, I had to fucking, like, scum my way through it, dude. It's fucking hard. I want to say the whole premise is that you lose in that game, then it's, like, it takes place on Earth, and, like, the aliens are fucking, like, taking over and shit. You gotta, like, build, like, a fucking, like, resistance from there. So it's, like, yeah, you're starting off pretty much, like, fucked, you know? But I'm sure the gameplay is pretty much the same, I mean, more or less.
I enjoy the gameplay. I like you can only move a few tiles and.
Oh yeah, I love fucking turn-based fucking games like that, dude.
A little gripe I have, and it's not really, it's not a big deal. I mean, is the time you gotta wait in between for them to go, like, that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, that's an issue in fucking those games. Yeah, but it's all right. I mean, whatever.
Like, if I could, like, fast forward it or something, like. I guess, you know, just give me the option to, like, some people might like that, keep it real, But sometimes I'm like, fuck, I gotta wait for this guy, then this guy, then this guy, then it's like 10 of them, you know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Well, I fucking fell in love with those, the turn-based shit, dude. I'm like playing like Fallout, dude, and Fallout was the fucking worst for that, dude. Like, cause
really?
Cause you get all you only control, you're a guy, like you're one player. Dude, if you're in like a town or something, you could murder the whole town if you wanted to. You could fucking murder everybody inside the town. But a lot of times you'd be like, all right, well, I was going to shoot this one guy. So you'd fucking shoot one dude, and then like the whole town would turn hostile. You'd be sitting there for like 10 minutes, dude, like fucking like 40 people, dude, fucking moving like five spaces like every time, dude. Like, oh, man. But it's like, whatever. I mean, it's fucking just kind of those games, I guess. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, you're right. Like the option to just fucking skip through it or like fucking fast forward it. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's, you know, maybe just, you know, something like that. Just, you know, speed up time, but whatever. I mean, it's still cool. I like it. You know, sucks when, like, your guy panics or something and you lose the turn. I like the idea of that. It sucks when it happens.
Cool. Yeah, that shit's cool, dude. I fucking
shoots at
it.
His own guys or something. Sometimes you get the kill, so it's random, so it's cool. You know, you'll fire at a guy. I like that, you know. I'll be missing him all the time and he'll be panicked and he'll kill him like somehow. Like, nice. Nothing better though when you line, like you hit it and you know you got the kill, like it goes to the cutscene. You're like, fuck yeah, I got it, you know. I love that game. I think that's probably my favorite strategy game thus far. I liked the Rome one. That was cool, but this is a little different.
Yeah, Rome's not turn-based, is it? It's real time, right? This is a fucking...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. So it's a little different. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so this probably is the best, I think.
Yeah, I love turn-based shit, dude. As long as it's done well, dude. I mean, fucking shit. I've played some pretty shitty ones, but...
Now, I'm not familiar with the, you know, all of them. Is there another one out there that's as good as XCOM, or...
Yeah, Fallout. Fallout 1 and 2.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, I mean, I played, like, a bunch of them, dude. I played, like, a lot of just, like, fucking... Like Civil War ones and shit, and like, I don't know, there's quite a few of them out there.
Like newer ones that can compete with XCOM for like a pretty decent one.
No,
you know,
no, I mean, no, XCOM special, dude. I don't know, it's fucking like just like that, like the upgrade trees and all that, and like the research and like that's so fucking like deep and fucking best one I played too. Besides,
all right, good.
But Fallout's more of it's fucking RPG than like the combat's fucking turn based, you know. The whole like.
Get it.
XCOM is pretty much fucking revolves around the combat.
I love it, though. I love the options. You get to manage the money and the satellites. And real good game.
Yeah. Again, you go back to Metal Gear. That's the way you do, like, having something deep. But, you know what I mean? It's fucking deep as shit, but it's not fucking just a huge, confusing fucking clusterfuck mess. You know?
Yeah, dude, these menus in XCOM, I think, are great. It's just perfect. Everything's right there. It just fucking boom, 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 you know?
Yep, that's the way you do it, right? I've heard something of it, like fucking like, just because like, you know, all those like Metal Gear, like the Japanese games, the reason the menus are all, it's just like all translation. It just gets fucked up because it's like so much space they got to put the menus in. And it's fucking like a, you know, different language. And you fucking translate it and it just turns into a fucking mess, you know?
Okay.
Which would make sense, but I mean, you can't. I mean, it's understandable, I guess, but you can't fucking give it a pass. You know what I mean? That's a fucking game flaw. Like, it's a fucking just giant mess of shit. Like, you know, you still got to deal with it.
I mean, what did you think of Dark Souls menu when you first saw it?
See, that was confusing at first, but it's not that. Like, once you fucking, you know what I mean? There's not that much to it. Like, it makes sense once you get it. Like,
yeah.
And it could be better, probably, but... It isn't fucking, you know what I mean? It's usable. I mean, for that game too, it's not like fucking, it's not like Metal Gear where you're fucking have to, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking you have to switch to something real quick, you know? That's more like just slow pace. Like, all right, whatever, I'll fucking wander around and fucking, all right, well, get this ready and fucking, you know what I mean? It's more like, all right, I'm fucking, you know? And Metal Gear is like, oh shit, something happened. I got to react to it real quick. Oh, I'm in this fucking, is it down or up on the deep end? Oh, now I'm all fucked up. Now, why am I pulling out a fucking cardboard box? Like, fucking, it's just like, fuck you, dude.
What's up with the cardboard box? Like,
well, you're hiding it.
and that's like it.
And people leave you alone, or there's like
oh, this random cardboard box. Nobody must be in that.
There's pickup points too, so you can fucking get in the cardboard box, and the enemy soldiers will fucking go by in a truck and pick you up, like you're a package, and deliver you somewhere else.
You get rerouted to some different random spot, and different game.
Well, that's kind of, I think that's kind of, it's from like the fucking, the almost like a throwback from the first like NES Metal Gear. Who do that shit? Fucking get in the back of a truck and like fucking wake up like fucking like five screens away. Like it's kind of the same thing. That's kind of cool.
There it is. They should fuck with people though and send you to like, you know, New Mexico. And they're like, what are you doing in New Mexico? And you just like there's nothing to do.
Yeah. You're just like sitting there at the airport, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you gotta find a way back.
They fail the game. I was like, game over. You can't get back.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick. Well, whatever. I thought about buying Postal. I don't know if I talked about that. Postal 2.
Yeah, if I bought it too, I never played it. I have it though.
I was just skimming through Steam and looking at cheap games.
Yeah. What I usually do is, this is how I fucking use Steam. I fucking open it up to specials and then sort by a lowest price. And I fucking just
Okay.
I go, that's a dollar maybe. I don't know. It's fucking garbage I'm never going to play, but maybe.
Yeah, there was a ton of shit like that that I didn't even buy. That's why I was like, Postal, though, I could maybe... that fucking around.
Dude,
it was nothing but positive reviews. I mean, I looked at Postal 3 and it was like all negative.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really followed that series too much. I never really played.
Yeah, I guess it was like third person or something. People didn't like it.
I think, was Postal 2 the first person one?
Yes. Yeah. I guess Postal 1 is from the top or something.
Yeah, it's like
top
down. Yeah, like I said, I looked at the screenshots. I bought them, but I haven't fucked around with them yet.
Yeah, I watched a few videos, watched a guy streaming a little bit. It was kind of cool, you know. It was looked like the closest thing to Soldier of Fortune you could get as far as gore.
Yeah.
You know, cheesy gore, like kick the head around and stuff. But but you just read the comments. It's like, you know, like, oh, I pissed on a cat. I put the cat on my gun. I shot the gun. Fucking, like, you know, put a guy out.
Dude, as a review, those are the reviews I fucking hate, dude. As I always fucking mentioned that, dude. Those fucking shitty Steam reviews where it's just like, I did this, then I did this,
yep,
then
yep.
I did this.
Like 9 out of 10.
Yeah, 9 out of 10. Yeah, would go back or something.
Like, although, dude, I did see a funny one. He was like, it was the same premise. He's like, went into a church or something, like, burned down the church. Osama bin Laden was there. I suicide bombed the terrorists. 9 out of 11.
No, that's pretty good.
As I laughed, I was like, that was a good one. Because you see 1,000 of those fucking bullet point reviews or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I hate that. I can't stand it. It drives me nuts. It's like
fucking, but they're like troll reviews. They're like bullet point troll comments.
And they're like review fucking memes, dude. It's like, dude, come on. It's fucking like...
Yeah.
After reading like 3 of them, I was like, yeah, okay, this is old at this point. And like fucking that's all anybody's doing. A million of them, dude. Same shit. It's like, dude, some kind of creativity.
Yeah, it must be like an indie Steam thing, you know, like a trendy Steam hipster.
Oh, it's like meme-y, dude. It's like internet meme, like fucking, yeah. Ugh, fuck you. I can't stand that shit. Fucking copy and paste fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's a lot of like what Twitter is and shit.
Yeah, that's why I don't do Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, it's almost like family, like it's gay. You know, Twitter, it's like just all out anonymous.
That's why I don't do Twitter, and that's why I get my comments deleted on Polygon.
Oh, really? That's a shock.
Yeah, it's kind of warming up. I must have like jumped into like just the right. I mean, like Polygon's got like the reputation where it's like, oh yeah, they're just all fucking. Social justice warrior fucking fags, like whatever, dude. And so I can just clickbait fucking circle jerk garbage. And I'm like, fucking, but I seemed at first, man, I fucking sat a reading. I'm like, yeah, it seems all right, like whatever, you know. And then fucking I saw they're making a remake in Roadhouse.
Roadhouse? Patrick Swayze?
Well, he's dead, obviously. So it's not going to be him, but it's going to be Ronda.
Is Sly Stallone in that?
Nope. Keep going. Who's your next choice?
Somebody else is in that, isn't it? I can't remember. Is it Dolph Lundgren? No, Val Kilmer. No. Kiefer Sutherland. No, who is it? There's somebody else is in there.
To be honest, I've probably only watched like half the actual movie and fucking like whatever.
Oh, I'm thinking of the arm wrestling movie.
That's Over the Top. Yeah, that's fucking that's Stallone. But so the remake and I know like the reputation of Roadhouse is fucking like whatever, dude. Just fucking.
So who's Patrick Swayze? It's gotta be like Vin Diesel or something.
Oh, you'd think so, like Vin Diesel or maybe like Jason fucking Statham or like.
Oh yeah, there you go, yeah. That guy.
Chris Pratt maybe, like Chris Pratt.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Guardians of the Galaxy and shit. It's fucking like the Jurassic
World. Never seen him. Is that like a Marvel movie? Cause I don't do those.
Yeah, like Chris Hemsworth or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking somebody, you know, you figure like fucking, you know, just a tough macho guy fucking doing that. It's kind of a tough, I'll give it. She'd fucking beat the fuck out of me, but fucking Ronda Rousey is going to be Patrick Swayze. His character.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah.
So, no kidding. Now, what a precedent set. I mean,
yeah.
Just think. I mean, we could have, I don't know, maybe who's out there right now? Who's a hot female actor at this actress? I don't even know because I'm out of touch with
movies. So am I, dude. I have no idea.
Well, let's just say Scarlett Johansson. She could be the next Terminator. Fuck it.
She should be. She should be in fucking everything, dude. She should be in fucking every.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah.
I still never saw the one that showed her tits, but I got to get to that sometime.
Under the Skin, dude. That's fucking.
That's it. I forgot the name.
That, dude. It's amazing. Movie's all right, but I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. My God. Even fucking her goddamn Marvel movies are enough, dude, to fucking, Jesus Christ, dude. There's fucking hot leather, tight fucking leather pants and shit. It's fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's hot. She's probably a mess in real life. I saw she was fucking Sean Penn. The guy's like fucking 80.
Good for her.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'd say good for him, but it's good for her too, I guess.
Fucking So I was just curious. You know, I was thinking like, you know, is between this and the fucking, you know, the Ghostbusters remake, it's got all the four fucking female fucking leads or whatever.
Wait a minute, it does?
Oh, dude, yeah, tell me you've heard about that.
I don't think I remember hearing that. Or
yeah, they're fucking making.
Are you kidding me? That's fucking
a new Ghostbusters. It's all chicks. Four fucking chicks.
Huh.
So I made a comment. So I'm like, oh, it's fucking femsploitation. Like, is that a thing yet? Like, is that a word? Like, people are using like fucking, you know, you just take like these movies that are like, you know, traditionally fucking like, you know, man, you know what I mean? Fucking like.
Like James Bond, like if, you know, we can make that, you know.
Oh, I'm sure that's coming. Don't worry.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, you know, making fucking, like, you know, taking these movies that are, like, traditionally just fucking, like, you know, tough guy fucking, or not even, like, not even, like, Ghostbusters, like, a tough, they're not, like, tough guys. They're just fucking, like, supposed to be, like, normal fucking struggling fucking schlubs, you know what I mean? Just guys just fucking trying to make it, or, like, fucking Roadhouse to get fucking, you know. Badass bartender beating people up and just, you know, just take it. There's, oh, you know, he has an idea, dude. It was fucking, can't think of anything original. So we're gonna remake these movies, but I know people are complaining about remakes. So instead of like actually making something original, we just take these movies and remake them and just fucking put a fucking chick in the fucking, in the lead roles, you know? Cause that's like an idea, I guess. So I said, like, yeah, is that a thing yet? Like, just call it fucking, like, you know, the fucking 70s, they like blaxploitation, or just fucking like, oh, people will watch this, it's just black people in it, you know? Now it's fucking like femsploitation, like, oh, fucking people will watch it because there's fucking chicks in it, you know? Like, fucking. So I made that comment. It wasn't like, you know, nothing, just like, all I said was, oh, is this femsploitation? Is this a thing now? Just fucking remaking movies, putting chicks in. Fucking, you know, deleted, of course. So. Way to go.
Wow.
Way to go, Polygon. You fucking...
No arguments in the thread, just a delete?
Oh, just as far as I know, yeah. Just fucking, somebody says something like, oh, well, Ghostbusters, that's not really like a fucking, fucking like masculine fucking thing. I explain it like, it kind of is. Like, fucking, not really like, you know, not like fucking alpha male fucking tough guys. It's supposed to be about just fucking, you know, guys fucking struggling, fucking doing blue collar fucking work, like, you know. Especially like the cult, like fucking, you know, all friends just fucking banded together and fucking like, you know, doing their shit and fucking starting a business and shit, you know, they fucking just replace it and they can't just be like, all right, well, fucking, you know, even if it was just like split, they can't like split it. Like, all right, well, it's well, a mixed team. It'll be fucking, you know, two guys, two girls, you know, it's going to be all women now, you know, what a fucking concept.
Yeah, that reminds me, like I brought up 007. I don't know if you saw this. That was actually a thing I just recently. I guess they. You ever seen The Wire?
No, I still haven't seen it. No.
Well, this guy Stringer Bell. He's like one of the main guys in The Wire. I forget his actor name. That's the character name. Idris Elba or some shit. He's got a weird name. Black dude. You might have seen him in something. Idris Elba, I think his name is something, but anyway, I guess they want him to be the 007, and it's like this hardcore black guy, and I think people are like pissed, like, okay, so why are you gonna make James Bond this black guy all of a sudden, you know, like,
really,
it's just one of those things, like, it's like, why even go down that road, just fucking... And ruin the series. I don't know if it's the series.
They already ruined it, dude. Fucking Daniel Craig, dude, is a fucking... He's a shitty fucking Bond, anyway.
Oh, yeah,
his fucking movies are fucking awful.
Isn't that guy at least British? And he's at least... Well, in this defense, this black guy, I think, is British. But... Or whatever. English, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know, but... So I get that, but I don't know. I don't really could care less about that either way, but I could see how people think that shit's, you know, weird. Because, like, Ghostbusters, I think that's stupid. Four chicks. I mean, why not just make a different idea? Like, at least spin it off that if you want. But I don't know.
Yeah.
To copy it and give it the Ghostbusters name. And I don't know. I think that's kind of dumb. But I could see it, though.
Or it's like Thor. You see that shit, too? They took, like...
Tell me if Thor is a chick.
They took they took the fucking comic book character Thor. It's like, oh, here's the new Thor. Just a fucking blonde chick. Like,
what?
Thor. Okay.
Isn't Thor Odin's son? Is he Odin's son?
Yeah.
Odin, the god of thunder? Is he the god of thunder?
I think so, something like that.
Well, Odin, yeah. A great Odin with the raven. His son, not his daughter. So,
but,
have a daughter.
I mean, like, you figure it's like, you know, it's a fucking comic book character. It's not really like fucking like Greek mythology, you know what I mean? I can, like, whatever. But it's like, it's a fucking established character that's always just been like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking,
yeah.
Like, big, strong, fucking Norse fucking guy, dude. And it's like, oh, here's Thor. Not like, oh, here's a new female character. Isn't she cool?
Yeah, like
it's
a Catwoman or like Superwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Not even like that, dude. Just fuck, you know, just make something new. It's like, I can't think of anything new, but here's Thor. But it's, here's the kicker. It's abroad. All right. That's fucking way to go. Fucking eat that shit up, you fucking.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. That's fucking dumb, I think. I don't get it.
Eat the fucking pandering up, you fucking cunts. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I don't like that. I don't care, but I just think it's dumb.
Yeah,
it's just unoriginal.
I don't really care about any of that. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't really give a shit about fucking Roadhouse. You know what I mean? I don't really. I like Ghostbusters back in the day, dude, but fucking. I don't know. Even if it was fucking all guys, I probably wouldn't see the fucking new one anyway. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, whatever, man. But. Just fucking so, it's fucking so lazy, dude. And people are just like fucking patting him on the back, dude. What the fuck? Oh, you guys are so progressive, dude. You fucking.
Dude, how about Lindsay Lohan as Mad Max?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's already a big fucking uproar about that because it's fucking, oh, Charlize Theron's in the movie too much. It's like, whatever. That movie was fucking great. You guys are fucking. That's fucking, you know what I mean? That's fucking crossing the line, dude. And Mad Max, he's never been the fucking star of any of those fucking movies. Like, he just, like, you know what I mean? He just fucking stumbles. Whatever. I'm not going to get into Mad Max again. Fucking. This is the Mad Max podcast.
It's like, could you imagine? What if, like, in the new Star Wars, Darth Vader was a chick, or, like, Han Solo, or, you know, Luke Skywalker was now a female? It just seems like people would be like, yeah, what? You know, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah,
like you said, established character. Why even
yeah,
just do something different? Yeah, that's why those fucking kikes make all the money. You know, cause they're so smart.
Think
ahead of the curve.
I think Master Chief's going to be abroad in Halo 5.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, not really, but
I thought that was the case. I could have believed that easily.
There's going to be no voting or veto system in Halo 5.
For what? For maps and stuff?
For the maps, yeah. So pretty much there's no like voting for maps. You just fucking go in the map, whatever. It's going to give you a map and you play it and it rotates and that's it.
Do you like that?
I do. I think it's fucking great.
Okay. I like it in the redo there, the classic. The Master Chief Collection, to be specific. I like that because you can pick, like, your, you know.
They still give you the vote. This is going to be like, this is the map you're playing on it. That's it. Like, just go. I fucking like that. Is it fucking rotates? You know what I mean? It's fucking, even that you give people three maps, you get like, you know what I mean? They got to pick the most popular one over and over again.
Yep.
Sick of fucking sick in the shit. Anything that fucking lets you see more of the game, dude, I'm fucking all for. Matchmaking.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I like that.
Matchmaking, no servers. Fucking let's go, dude. Fucking, yeah, all this shit should be fucking automated. Fucking get the bias bullshit out of there, man.
I think that's going to be a pretty big hit. That's obviously, I mean, that beta was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested to see the big battle, how that works.
That shit looks cool, dude. Warzone looks fucking great.
And that's only, what, about a month away?
A little more than a month, month and a half.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be getting that.
Oh. Miyazaki says,
Who?
You know who Miyazaki is? The guy who made Dark Souls.
Oh, okay.
Says he wanted to return to Dark Souls 3 because Bloodborne was too limited and simplistic.
So, coming from the maker.
Yeah. So I said, at least, you know, one person in the world fucking agrees with me that game is a little too simplistic and straightforward. And, you know, helps a little bit. There's the fucking creator of both those games. So.
Well, that's awesome. That's good news because I didn't even play that game, and I could just see watching it. Like, dude, like, there's nothing to it.
But, again, fucking who knows? I mean, it's just fucking him talking right now. We'll see how fucking Dark Souls 3 actually shapes up if it's not fucking dumbed down and fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to guess something's going to get dumbed down. I hope not, but I thought I saw an article somewhere about them. Maybe that's what it was we was talking about, wanting to make it hard or something or go back to...
Yeah, I go back to one, like the roots.
Something. Speaking of one, dude, I cannot find Demon Souls like
it's,
anywhere.
PS3 like, only.
Wait, isn't it PS2? Not even 3?
No, it's PS3.
Oh, is it? I have a PS3. I should fucking just buy a copy because I try getting like the I try downloading it somewhere, you know, on a site.
I think the servers are shut down. You can't do any of the online shit, but.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, what, you have the invasion? Is that what was in there?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, I think. Same deal. And all the fucking messages and shit.
I just wondered, I mean, how, like, because I liked 2, so I'm wondering if that one was pretty solid.
Well, again, it's kind of a spinoff. It's not the same thing. I don't think it's open world. It's just like a set path. Like, you just, like, go forward. Like, it's not like an open world.
Okay.
I never played. I've had a PS3, but... What I understand.
I'm surprised something like that isn't on like Steam. Like, you know what I mean? How come you can't? They don't port it over or something?
Yeah, well, the PS3 was a fucking mess. Like to fucking make a game for. I think it wasn't like you couldn't just take it and like port it over. You had to like make it like specifically for a fucking PS3.
Even at this point, they couldn't go back and make like a Dark Souls collection and put that in.
I mean, they probably could. It'd be a lot of work though.
Damn. That's something I'd like to see. I mean, that seems to be the trend now, putting out the packs. I mean, yeah. I wish it was a little honest.
They remade. I think you could already buy 2 on Xbox One and shit.
Yeah, I saw. I didn't get it, but I saw it was there. I thought about it because I never actually finished it. I did get it on the computer a while back. I got to the part where you have to take your armor off because the acid kept fucking melting it.
And that castle, it's a fucking bitch.
I don't know. I was like underground, like with those big fucking.
You fall into the pit and shit. Yes. Like the pits you fall into,
Yeah, there was like an old guy or something in there. I'm like, what? Yeah, it was. But that's the last part I got to, I think. Either that or like the fog forest and shit.
Yep.
I don't know if that's before or after, but it was somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a pain in the ass, dude. Couldn't fucking see where anyone was. I'm getting shot at, like.
That was in the second one, or that was in the first one?
No, that's the second one.
Yeah, that's pretty, I thought it was pretty funny. It's a pain in the ass, but it's fucking hysterical, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I love those games, too, and I don't know, something happened, and I just lost it. I just didn't finish it.
Yeah, I didn't think two was anywhere near fucking as good as one. It was still good, but it was fucking just, I thought it was a step down. It was bigger, but it was, I don't know. Welcome to the Dark Souls cast. Dark Souls and Mad Max. That's where you come.
Yeah, dude, nobody talks about Dark Souls enough.
No, dude, those are like fucking underground indie games, dude.
Why, is there a big thing that I don't know about?
I think there's an entire, like, podcast that just does Dark Souls.
No shit. Yeah, they probably talk about speedruns and shit.
Yeah, that's not how you get into those guys. Fucking Jesus Christ. Same guy. I do listen to them, and it's like fucking, ugh. Like, fucking, they get in. They're talking, they get into, like, the whole, like, fucking, like, by the book, like, social justice bullshit, dude. And fucking, like, I was listening to this fucking, like, the one I was on, dude. Fucking their podcast. They're talking about, like, choose your own adventure books, and I'm like fucking like I started listening to it, dude. I'm like, is that like I said, they started off good, and I like them a lot, dude. And then fucking just like just hits, dude. There's like this point they just start talking about like, oh, this is like so offensive to women and fucking, you know what I mean? Like they start getting into that. So I'm fucking listening, dude.
Offensive to women. I was in a strip club this week, sticking dollar bills and sluts, fucking little pussy holders. Like, talk about offensive, like. How do you think they feel?
How were they offended? Were they like, oh.
No, they were just good, normal whores looking ahead and taking their money and shutting their fucking mouth. But it was pretty funny. It was our, you know, Richie, our friend there. He was getting married, so it was his bachelor party. And we all threw in money and gave him a shower show. And if you've ever seen a shower show, he goes in the shower and he's like literally in there in his underwear in a glass case in front of the whole club with his hands like handcuffed above him, above his head, like Jesus or something, like, you know what I mean? And dude, the stripper's in there slathering him up, dude. She's beating the shit out of him, like hitting him in the stomach, dude. Hilarious. Like bam, bam, like slapping him. Like, everyone's going crazy, throwing dollars in. He's literally, like, putting his knee up, like, stop hitting me. Stop hitting me. Like, she's beating the shit out of him, dude. It was great. But I don't know how I got to that. But and, we got another friend, Deegree. He bought somebody paid for him. I think this old man paid for him to get in the shower, and he did a shower show. Wasn't even his bachelor party. Because we're like, why would he buy himself a shower show at your bachelor party? But apparently he denies buying it, so somebody bought it for him. And there was an old guy there, so we're blaming him.
Deegree probably fucking had to do some pretty nasty shit to get that from the old guy. But...
yeah, we couldn't figure it out. I mean, we were just like, he denies paying for it. He's like, I wouldn't pay $100 to do that to myself, you know? But that's questionable.
Oh, what I was saying was, I was fucking...
yeah,
was,
but being offended, right? Yeah, that's what you're going with.
No, yeah, like, I was listening. They're talking about, like, the choose-your-own-adventure books. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Those old fucking, like, you know, fucking... books for like kids that you fucking
choice. It was kind of sucked, except I don't want to cut you off, but that there was one game. Was it Shadowgate?
I'm not talking about games. Like, I'm talking about the actual books.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Like the choose your own adventure books, dude, you got in like fucking like sixth grade or whatever.
Like, so ad libs were cool, but go ahead.
Talking about like the books, and I'm fucking, you know what I mean? They're like pretty much like kids' books, and I'm like, I was just like, as I'm listening, I'm like, oh, good. And like, fucking, I can't wait till they get to the fucking, you know, fucking offensive part where fucking these fucking kids' books are offensive to fucking, like, women and shit. Like, just, like, joking. But nope, sure enough, dude, they find a way. Like, fucking, oh, God, like, fucking, oh, the precedent they set to fucking, you know, it's like the women are prizes. And plus, like, dude, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here, dude. You're, like, criticizing fucking kids' books, dude, for fucking not, like, promoting your fucking agenda, dude. It's like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, fucking, fucking go fuck yourself. They're like, oh, well, at least we're on the right side of history, you know. We fucking, you know, we're progressive. It's like, dude, you guys are fucking jokes. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, dude, that shit's fucking stupid.
But then to counteract that, dude, I saw a good fucking YouTube video from fucking GameSack going into, like, the 90s, like, Mortal Kombat and Night Trap and shit, like, the controversy then, dude, the fucking, all the Senate hearings. Dude, it's fucking pretty good. Bunch of fucking shitty, bland fucking white people, dude, saying how fucking... violence towards women is fucking corrupting kids, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's the same shit, like, that's going on now. It's like fucking, it's such like a parallel to, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Fuck, it's the same exact arguments, dude. It's fucking just, oh, censor everything, dude. Nobody should be reading this shit or fucking playing this. It's like, dude, such a joke.
Yeah, I remember when Two Live Crew was a big thing. I'm probably dating myself, I was young, but I remember that was a big thing. Like, they had to ban Two Live Crew. Remember the rap group?
What was their song? I want
to. Oh, Me So, with Me So Horny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that was the big one.
Oh, yeah, all that shit in the 90s. You were like, oh, rap music and fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, N.W.A. and Doom, all and, this shit.
Doom and fucking, yeah, KMFDM, dude, all this shit, dude, is too fucking promoting all this. Like, dude, like.
Why did they catch flack? I never even knew.
Well, that was the whole thing. Like, after, like, the Columbine shooting, it's like, oh, all these kids do, they listen to fucking metal and fucking KMFDM.
Oh, I thought Marilyn Manson was the target.
Yeah, Marilyn
on that
Manson,
one.
KMFDM, dude, and fucking played Doom and fucking Mortal Kombat and shit, and it's like, dude, the fucking scapegoats, dude. Again, dude, this is fucking, yeah, I figured it out too. It's like fucking, like, pretty much like white, like, colonialism, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, like, you know what I mean? They fucking just want to, like, fucking change culture to fucking fit them. You know, it's the same thing as, like, fucking going over and killing off the fucking American Indians and shit to fucking, like, spread your culture. It's like, well, no more, like, land to fucking conquer. It's now these fucking, like, rich fucking white fucking bland people, dude. They're like, oh, we got to change games now. We got to change this. We got to change everything to fucking, like, homogenize everything and make it all safe and fucking, you know, white and fucking whatever, you know. Make it fucking our culture, dude. We gotta fucking change hearts and minds, dude. It's the same shit. Fucking, they offend me.
Yeah, that's offensive.
Make everything family safe and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's gotta fit into this little box. Like, dude, fuck you.
Yeah, dude, I find babies offensive.
Yeah. Fucking kill them all, dude. Just put them all, on a fucking, an island somewhere.
Baby Island. Just a bunch of screaming babies. Just fucking put them on that island with those big statues, those big head statues. Was it? Is it?
Yeah, Easter Island.
Easter Island. Yeah, yeah. Put them all there. A bunch of screaming little babies. They'll just grow up with these big statues. It'll just be. Maybe I'll write a book. Baby sure. Island. Yeah. The Babies of Easter Island.
There you go, like a straight,
by Clay Cuckolds.
There you go, like a straight, like, history book, like fucking, like, non, like, I pass it off as nonfiction, like, like you found some island nobody found before.
It's like Atlantis, but it was Baby Island.
Oh, I did play Forza. But... Ooh. We're running too long, so we have to cut it off and fucking maybe talk about it later. I have it paused right now. I'm in fucking the middle of an endurance race.
How many laps?
It's not that long. It's like fucking like 20. I think it was like 26 laps on Bathurst, but it comes out to like 100 miles.
So real quick, like, you're loving it so far? Like, compared to other forces? Give me some differences.
Oh, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like fucking, like, I mean, like the weather, and like the weather, the new tracks and all that shit, and the night race, and like, that's like cool. It's just like, I mean, the main thing is just like the physics is so much like different. It's like a completely different fucking game. Like, people, it's not like fucking like, oh, well, it's just another racing game. It's like, dude, if you played like Forza 5 like I did forever, and you jump into fucking Forza 6, it's not like, oh, it's not like, oh, it's the same thing, but it's a little bit better. It's like, dude, it's like they, it feels like they redid the entire like physics and shit, so it feels like a completely different fucking game. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like fucking the cars feel completely different.
Bigger selection. I mean, how about some more pros? You know, vehicle selection, like course selection, same.
Some of the same ones, and there's fucking, you know, whatever. I mean, fucking, they added more courses, more cars, obviously. But that's not gonna fucking see half that shit till I'm like fucking like 50 hours in. So
yeah, you gotta unlock everything, huh?
Yeah, dude, I like, dude, the way they did the career, I like it, dude. I think, like, your thing, I know, like, you played, like, Forza, like, 5, and you're like, oh, well, you know, you just fucking, like, start off, it's like, oh, I'm starting off in these shitty, like, fucking whatever, like, D-class, like, you know, fucking,
like,
cars,
little
whatever.
Fucking, and, like, hatchbacks.
And then, like, you move your way up. I know, like you, by the time you get to, like, A-class, it's just like, oh, you know, they're good cars, they're not, like, fucking, like, Formula One or nothing. You're like, oh, well, you kind of, like, fell off of it. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, it's cool, I got, like, the A-car, you know. But there's, like, so much more after that, like, the actual, like, racing, like, the, you know what I mean, like, F1 and shit. But the way they do this is just like fucking, you'll be playing like, oh, you start off and like whatever, not even like, you know, like deep, like regular cars, like just, you know, normal. You figure, oh, I'm making my way up, and it'll stop you like halfway through a fucking series. You'll be like, oh, here's a showcase event, go fucking, you know, here's an Indy car, go nuts, and you just fucking go on, like, you know, you're driving like 200 miles an hour, so it's not like you have to wait to build that shit up. And like it sprinkles that in like throughout your as you're playing, so it's like, oh, cool, like, you know what I mean. Fucking just like mixes it up enough that it's fucking keeps you interested. Well, I was interested anyway, because I, you know what I mean, I fucking just play to fucking try to get every car. But smart the way they did it.
I like that. That's something I might have to check out. I'm actually gonna maybe throw up a Twitch stream just to get an idea of how.
Oh yeah, play the demo. I mean, you said you were downloading it.
I keep turning it off and on, and
at least that. Yeah, the fucking game's fucking awesome. Fucking looks incredible, dude. The fucking Brazil track, dude, looks so fucking good, dude.
Now, is it just random with the weather, or is that something that certain tracks have to be at night, or?
It's certain tracks. It's like set, like, you know what I mean? It'll just start up, and it's like, I'm just going on the career path, and it's like, whatever. You just be playing like normal, like, whatever, fucking daytime track, and the next one's like, oh, here's a night track, you fucking play whatever on night. And you can probably fuck around if you're doing like just setting up your own race, like just a one-off race, you probably fucking do any track at night or whatever. But get into it more, it's fucking going too long, so
okay,
that'll be a topic for, I'll shelf that along with the Tokyo Game Show, I think it's going on right now. See what pans out of that, even though I think like big console games and shit are pretty much dead in Japan at this point. But we'll see if anything comes out of that.
Yeah, they're big into cartoons and shit, right?
Well, they're big into like mobile games and fucking garbage. Fucking, they're not really console games or PC or anything. It's all fucking like mobile shit. Mobile fucking trash.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. But yeah, I wouldn't go there. I'll go to Tokyo.
It's just a full report next week.
But unless you're going to drift, you can do Tokyo drifts, but just don't go to Tokyo. Yeah.
The other thing, fuck it, if you're going to drive a car in Forza, if you got to drift like you're fucking Fast and Furious fucking Vin Diesel, you're just going to ruin your tires, you fucking retard. You fucking don't drive like that. That's it.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. If you want to take us out, take us out. This is fucking.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, go fuck yourself.
Oh, and podcast at gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute DSI at gruntfreepress.com. Send your comments and complaints.
Yeah, I'm Clay Cuckolds. I don't know. I guess fuck you, because, you know, fuck me, so fuck you.